Radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein of California has died at the age of 90. The lawmaker passed away after dealing for months with a host of medical problems. Feinstein had planned to retire at the end of her term next year, but had rejected calls from some Democrats to retire early. At the time of her death, Feinstein was the oldest serving member of the Senate. The California GOP convention today in Anaheim, this unidentified convention goer, tells the Salem Radio Network there's no question as to who will win the California GOP primary.
Donald J. Trump is going to win in a landslide. As long as we can count the votes along with the rest of them, for sure, we've got the best chance here in California. We're going to get all the delegates in California, and we're going to get this train going.
Three other presidential hopefuls are appearing, including U.S. Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, Florida Governor Ron Santis, and entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy. Also at townhall.com, the Commerce Department says consumer prices were up slightly in August.
An inflation gauge closely tracked by the Federal Reserve accelerated last month, but the boost was due mostly to higher gas prices. The good news, measures of underlying inflation slowed in the latest sign that overall price pressures are still moderating. Checking the numbers, prices rose just under 0.5% from July to August. That's just 0.2% from the previous month. The latest data coincides with rising hopes among Fed officials that they may be able to bring inflation back to their target without driving up unemployment or causing a recession. I'm Shelley Adler.
And on Wall Street, the Dow is down 116 points now. The NASDAQ up 38. More at townhall.com.
The government is spying on you. No surprise, I know. But did you know the banks are helping them? And did you know that withdrawing your cash from the bank can be very risky? That's right. Let Swiss America educate you about this. Banks are now required to spy on us for the government, and they report any behavior they think is suspicious. You'll be shocked when you read The Secret War on Cash from Swiss America. This new war against cash is really a war against the Constitution, against all freedom-loving Americans. You must read The Secret War on Cash. Get your free copy by calling or texting 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. This war on cash is growing daily, and it also includes all forms of digital money. So please, get and read The Secret War on Cash free by calling or texting right now at 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. Message and data rates may apply. Bye.
Police say at least 50 people have been killed, more than 50 injured, in a suicide attack in Pakistan.
Social media footage shows dozens of injured people being taken to the district's two main hospitals by local residents and the emergency services. Officials say a suicide bomber carried out the attack, targeting a religious procession. The police say they're investigating the incident and have declared a state of emergency. Bordering Afghanistan and Iran, Balochistan is Pakistan's largest province and has frequently been hit by armed fighters, including the TTP, or the Pakistani Taliban, and the Islamic State group.
BBC correspondent Lapika Pelham reporting. A bus carrying dozens of school children has overturned on a highway near the English city of Liverpool, killing the driver and a 14-year-old girl. Officials have not said what may have caused that accident. Breaking news at townhall.com. California raising the minimum wage for fast food workers to $20 per hour.
California is among the first states to have a minimum wage specifically for fast food workers. The raise takes effect April 1st and applies to fast food restaurants that have at least 60 locations nationwide. The law does not apply to restaurants that make and sell their own bread. California's minimum wage for all other workers is $15.50 per hour. That's among the highest in the country. I'm Ben Thomas.
Gates will be locked, thousands of rangers furloughed from national park sites if Congress does not reach a budget agreement. But Arizona's Democratic governor and Utah's Republican governor will invest to keep Grand Canyon, Zion, Arches, Bryce Canyon, Capitol Reef, and Canyonlands National Parks open. Colorado is thinking about keeping Rocky Mountain and other parks open. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm John Scott.
Mark your calendars for Shoreview Cabin, Fall Colors, Open House, Friday, September 29th, from noon till 6 with ribbon cutting by the Chamber of Commerce at 4 p.m. Come tour our beautiful, modern, Northwoodsy furnished cabins and our spacious main house, both all with the modern conveniences of smart TVs, Wi-Fi, and gas grills. Get away from it all with your own private deck, fish off your own private pier, and enjoy a beautiful view of Long Lake. Yet have it all with the golf course, Elk Lake Park, Main Street shopping and dining, and boat landing all within a 3-mile radius. Please book your Fall Color stays now at shorebucabins.com. And be sure to come for our Fall Color open house, cabin tours, and ribbon cutting on Friday, September 29th at Shoreview Cabins, your year-round relaxation destination. Conveniently located on Darrell Avenue in Phillips, Wisconsin, or at shorebucabins.com.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. The House and Senate are taking different approaches to funding the government past September as a possible government shutdown approaches. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany says three-quarters of the budget is ready to go.
I'm hoping that we do a continuing resolution for the balance for that 25%, because we'll be most of the way. And then let's finish the rest of those appropriations bills.
Well, Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin says the Senate is working on a temporary solution.
In the Senate right now, we know we need more time to pass the government funding bills. So we are debating a continuing resolution that would get us till mid-November. I think ample time to do the rest of our work.
Current budget will run out on Saturday. The government has begun notifying federal employees of a pending shutdown. Experts from law enforcement and public education spoke Wednesday to a panel investigating human trafficking in Wisconsin. Jake Jansky with the Division of Criminal Investigations says police and prosecutors need tools to help keep victims safe, but also involved in investigations.
We don't have a case if we don't have a victim or a survivor that comes forward and talks to us. It's very similar to domestic violence. It's very similar to sexual assault.
Jansky serves as the head of human trafficking investigations at the State Justice Department. He says people need to think of more than just sex trafficking, but also people working against their will in farming and other industrial fields. Madison has been ranked the nation's most neighborly city. Ranking comes from neighbor.com. The website says they analyze things like charitable contributions, community participation, volunteering efforts, and crime rates. Madison was followed by Minneapolis, Colorado Springs, Sarasota, Florida, and Rochester, New York to round out the top five. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
A lengthy drug investigation into cocaine sales in and around Rock County leads to the arrest of five people. The arrest came following the execution of six search warrants in the city of Beloit early Thursday morning by the Rock County Sheriff's Office. Money and three guns were seized during the searches. Of the five taken into custody, three suspects facing federal charges are accused of distributing cocaine, while the other two are charged with maintaining a residence for drug trafficking. And the winner of this year's coolest thing made in Wisconsin will be decided March Madness style.
Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce this week introduced a bracket system for the coolest thing made in Wisconsin contest. There are 16 different things this year, ranging from Applewood smoked bacon to skee ball machines to Jolly Good soda. Voters across the state will decide which product moves forward in the competition. Voting is now underway and runs through October 3rd. Robin Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And I'm Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Dolores Catherine Lobermeyer, age 90 of Fifield, died on September 21st at Park Manor Nursing Home. She is survived by two children, Carol Schlotterbeck of Minneapolis, and by Bruce Lobermeyer of Duluth. Survived also by two grandchildren, by eight great-grandchildren, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral services will be held Tuesday, October 3rd, 11 a.m., at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Fifield. Father Sajay Pazukathara will officiate. Visitation held Tuesday, October 3rd, at 10 a.m. until the hour of the service at the church. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Dolores Catherine Lobermeyer, age 90, Fifield. Barbara J. Andrus, 73, Phillips, passed away on September 23rd. She is survived by her four children, Diane Will of Prentice, by Penny Wild of Winnemucca, Nevada, by Lisa Bleck of Winnemucca, Nevada, and by Patrick Jr. of Austin, Minnesota. Survived also by her grandchildren, by her two great-granddaughters, her two great-grandsons. Also survived by her siblings, Joe, Bob, and Tony of Phillips, and Bill of Fort Collins, Colorado. And by Irma Nitzel of Hot Springs, Arkansas. Survived also by two sisters-in-law. A memorial service will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, October 14th at the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Home located in Phillips. Visitation beginning at 9 a.m. and continuing until the time of the service at the funeral home. Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Barbara J. Andrus, 73, Phillips. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. For the best in community senior-assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips. Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP, next to McDonald's.
At 11 a.m. every Friday, enjoy a fish fry, spotted cow, beer battered, dipped cod, coleslaw, and a side for $11.99 at Burgers Bar and Grill, Highway 13, Phillips.
Fall colors are 50% to 75% of peak coloration right now across North Wisconsin and Upper Michigan. In some locations, even reaching peak or slightly past. So it's one of the best weekends for fall color viewing. If you're trying to hide in the woods, bow deer hunters shouldn't have too much problem with that with all the colors. There's still plenty of foliage to shoot through, but leaves are falling and lanes are opening up more. Most all of the hunting seasons are open in the north zones, including black bear, of course, yet, bow deer, rabbit and squirrel, ruffed grouse, turkey, and duck and goose hunting seasons are open. If you're fishing, the water temperatures have not dropped too much yet, still hovering around 60 or above on most lakes. And we've got a major fish feeding period happening today, 11:30 to 1:30, with a minor from 5:30 till 6:30 this evening. Major fish and game feeding periods for Saturday and Sunday are in the early afternoons. The minors are within an hour, basically, of sunrise and sunset times. And we have that full harvest moon happening, so nice bright night light for the nighttime hours, with the moon rising tonight at 7 o'clock and then setting tomorrow morning at 8:15. Our sunset time this evening happens at 6:48. Sunrise tomorrow morning is at 6:58. Weather-wise, we could expect clouds and a chance for some scattered showers to move on through here before midday and into the early afternoon. Could have an isolated storm. We might see some scattered late afternoon sun. Look for a high today to top out at around 72. Winds out of the south. They've picked up good 5 to 15 miles an hour. Gusts might be a touch higher. Tonight we'll have clouds and a chance for scattered showers or storm, mainly late in the night. Our low drops off to about 60. We have a chance for morning showers tomorrow. Then it turns partly sunny with our high at 76 with a southerly breeze at around 5 to 10 miles an hour in the morning, becoming light northeasterly in the afternoon. And then Sunday we have a slight chance for shower or storm. We'll have a good deal of sunshine, back up to 81 for a high. South winds develop at 5 to 15 miles an hour. That's our weather. Enjoy the outdoors. I'm Carl Klopotic.
Are you retired or retiring soon? Do you know how much money you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. These may feel like scary times. Several economists are saying that a recession is imminent. So what do you do? Ancient wisdom says plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have an actionable plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan is executed to take advantage of market gains, but protect you from market losses. We would like to give you a free, no-obligation consultation to help you do all three. We will help you discover your magic number and give you the roadmap to get there. Call now to schedule your free consultation. 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108. 800-508-6108. Don't wait. Call 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future results.
The Furman Insurance Agency in downtown Park Falls has been serving the local community for over 40 years. Specializing in home, auto, and business insurance, don't forget the toys. No one can predict the future, but we can help protect it. Give Christy or Jamie a call at 715-762-4046. Furman Insurance Agency. Let us help you protect what's important.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your do-it-best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. Highs level off around 70. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tonight. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 57. Isolated thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 74. Overcast skies. Temperatures well above average. Sunday and Monday with highs in the upper 70s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Sunday. Another look at the short range. A high of 70 this afternoon. Lows level off around 57 tonight. We should top off around 74 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 61.
Stock up and save on the toughest filters in the business during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts store. Not only will you get the best deal of the season on our very best filters, but you'll also find deep discounts on oil, fluids, grease, batteries, and more. Upgrade your filters during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts store. See store for official sale dates. Auto Value. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Are you looking for someplace fun and exciting to go to? Then set your sights to Cave of the Mounds in southwest Wisconsin. This geologic wonder is a comfortable 50 degrees year-round with stunning and colorful displays of underground crystal formations. For something even more spectacular, visit Cave of the Mounds for one of the many guided specialty tours, like the Blacklight Tour. It's a one-of-a-kind experience to watch the cave glow or visit during their many events and lectures this summer. Go to the Cave of the Mounds website for more information.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. Major League Baseball and the American League, the Seattle Mariners give their playoff hopes a big boost.
The Seattle Mariners rallied in the bottom of the ninth to post a 3-2 win over the Texas Rangers. The Mariners loaded the bases, but were down to their last out when J.P. Crawford ended the game with a two-run double.
Everyone's depending on me at that point. Two outs, bases loaded by the ninth. I mean, sure, you got to just get it done. I don't know, just get it done.
The loss dropped the Rangers' divisional lead over the Houston Astros to two games, while the Mariners moved to just one game behind the Astros for the American League's last playoff spot. Jim Bernard, Seattle.
Other American League winners included Oakland, Baltimore, and Toronto, while Detroit swept a doubleheader against Kansas City. In the National League, winners were Milwaukee, Pittsburgh, Atlanta, and Colorado. Miami at the New York Mets was rained out. This is SRN Sports. In the NFL, Thursday night football, the Detroit Lions running back finally tastes victory against the Green Bay Packers.
The Detroit Lions have waited a long time for this, sitting atop the NFC North at 3-1 after a dominating 34-20 win over the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field Thursday night. After spotting Green Bay an early field goal, the Lions reeled off 27 straight points by halftime. David Montgomery led the offense 121 yards rushing, three touchdowns, the former Chicago Bear on the winning side against Green Bay for the first time in his career.
Definitely felt great. I haven't been able to do that, but come here with the group of guys that I'm able to play with, it's a blessing.
Detroit's defense sacked Jordan Love five times, picked him off twice as the Packers dropped to 2-2. Mark Daniels, Green Bay.
In college football, a hearing has been set for November 14th in Oregon State and Washington State's legal fight with the Pac-12 and its departing members to govern the conference and control its assets. This is SRN Sports.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-426-2535.
The Lions ran their win streak over the Packers to four games with a 34-20 victory Thursday night at Lambeau Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. David Montgomery rushing for 121 yards on 32 carries and scored three touchdowns as the Lions quickly turned a 3-0 deficit into a 27-3 halftime lead. Rasul Douglas says he's not sure what happened in the first half.
I guess we feel like as a team that we could just spot people points and then come back and win. I guess we that type of team, I guess. I don't know what it is, but we can't come off slow like that on both sides of the ball. You ain't going to win like that in the league. Do that jump once or twice. You got to keep doing it. Team's going to get up, and they just going to be able to hold you off.
Packers allowed their second 200-plus yard rushing game of the season, but just as concerning, they had just 27 yards on 12 carries themselves, struggling to run the ball.
If you can do that, you take pressure off everybody. It's hard to sit in this league and drop back and drop back and drop back, especially when you're playing against some pretty good rushers. But I think we can certainly put our guys in a better situation as well, and it starts with our run game. We've got to find a way to run the football, and we haven't been very successful at it up to this point.
That's Matt LaFleur. The Packers won't play again until facing the Raiders a week from Monday night. Brewers blanked the Cardinals 3-0 to take 2-3 in their series with St. Louis. Before the game, the Brewers activating outfielder Garrett Mitchell from the 60-day DL. Braves wrapped up home field advantage throughout the playoffs with a 5-3 win and sweep of the Cubs. Orioles wrapped up the American League East Division by blanking the Red Sox 2-0. Badger women's hockey team, ranked number one in the country, opened their season at Lindenwood with a 6-0 win, and the Europeans are all over the Americans on day one of the Ryder Cup, up 4-0 early. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Nothing slows my little girl down, except the stuffy nose.
Mommy.
That's why I use Sinex Children Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus in everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children Saline. Sinex? Breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
The new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium is here. Switch to my plan from Verizon at your local store today, and you'll get the amazing new iPhone 15 Pro on us with Unlimited Ultimate when you trade in any iPhone, any model, any condition. Guaranteed. Yep, even the old phone in your pocket right now. It's your Verizon.
$999.99, 128 gigabyte only. Device payment purchase or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on Unlimited Ultimate plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in or promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Your classics, your country, 98 Q Country.
She talks about the future like she's flipping through a magazine, finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things, gets excited about all. We'll be right back.
Cody Johnson. Well, in the places that you can play Powerball, there were no winners. Nobody won that $850 million on Wednesday. Next drawing will be on Saturday. That's right. $925 million. I think that's close enough to a billion. I'd be happy with that. Chris Stapleton's coming up. Old Dominion, Mitchell Tenpenny, and more on your country music station.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
Northwoods Community Credit Union is a financial institution that has been helping families since 1953, offering competitive loan rates, mobile banking, online bill pay, remote deposit, savings incentives for your children. The list goes on. Hi, I'm Sally. That is some serious trust you have put in the hands of our experienced financial team since 1953. Today, I invite you to stop in and inquire about our services and put your financial needs in the hands of a trusted financial institution. So tomorrow, you will be at ease knowing Northwoods Community Credit Union in Park Falls and Ashland has put you the member first. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. Highs level off around 70. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tonight. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 57. Isolated thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 74. Overcast skies. Temperatures well above average Sunday and Monday with highs in the upper 70s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Sunday. Another look at the short range. A high of 70 this afternoon. Lows level off around 57 tonight. We should top off around 74 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 61.
Brand new country.
Q Country.
Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
The drums and the guitars all faded. What's the best they could do? Good enough? Or did the heartland just swallow them up? How did my mom and my dad ever do it? If there were struggles and we never knew it, I guess they had each other. There's no such thing as a broken heart. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. What am I gonna tell my kids when they see all of this that goes down on TV? When the whole world is down on its luck, I gotta make sure they keep their chin up. Cry when it hurts, laugh when it's funny. Chase after the dream, don't chase after the money. And no, we got each other. That's what's up. Thing has a broken heart.
On air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
But nobody knew you better at 25.
Mitchell Tenpenny. We got history. Let's not talk about history. Let's talk about today, the 29th of September. So today is the second to the last day in September. And we are fully into fall now. As a matter of fact, on this day, 20 years ago, or approximately this day, the cinnamon pumpkin latte was invented. 20 years old, the pumpkin cinnamon latte. So there you go. How about that? Does that make you feel old? It's Mutation Day, as in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles franchise. Mutation Day. It's National Coffee Day. Seems like Coffee Day is every day, though, don't you think? And to go with your coffee, National Biscotti Day. Celebrate the same day in two different ways, why don't you? All right, a coffee and a biscotti. Coming up, we've got Eric Church, Morgan Wallen, Luke Bryan. Lots of great country right here for you.
Ugh, after a big dinner, my nighttime heartburn would keep me up. I'd be taking antacid after antacid all night long. But then I tried Prilosec OTC. Just one pill a day blocks my frequent heartburn for a full 24 hours, giving me one and done heartburn relief without heartburn keeping me up. I can have a restful night's sleep.
Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn.
It's possible while taking Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
The new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium is here. Switch to my plan from Verizon at your local store today, and you'll get the amazing new iPhone 15 Pro on us with Unlimited Ultimate when you trade in any iPhone, any model, any condition. Guaranteed. Yep, even the old phone in your pocket right now. It's your Verizon.
$999.99, 128 gigabyte only. Device payment purchase or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on Unlimited Ultimate plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in or promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
If you like it now.
Hot new country.
If you liked it then.
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98Q Country.
This day when I hear that song, I see you standing there on that lawn. Discount shades, store-bought tan, flip-flops and cut-off jeans. Somewhere between that setting sun, I'm on fire, I'm born to run. You looked at me and I was done, but we're just getting started. I was singing to you, you were singing to me. I was so alive, never been more free. Fired up my daddy's lighter and we sang, oh, 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 oh. Stayed there till they forced us out. Took the long way to your house. I can still hear the sound of you saying, don't go. Thank you. feel bad for you, but I feel bad for him. And all the hell you gonna be putting him through. Probably tell him we're a burnt out flame. Probably tell him that I ain't been on your mind. I ain't nothing but a long gone thing. You can cuss my name, but baby, don't you lie. When you're facing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're facing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine. Just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head? Making you crazy, tell me baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about when you're tasting what he's drinking? Are you thinking about me? Do you hide your phone? Did you change my name? When he wants to go to our go-to place, do you tell him you can't? Then go out of your way to be somewhere, any damn where I ain't. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? What he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine. Just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head? Making you crazy, tell me baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about when you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Don't know where you at, girl, I know where you ought to be.
Q-Country.com.
She was sitting all alone over on the tailgate, 10 legs swinging by a George.